All of the newest episodes of Note to Self are now available on the Luminary podcast app. It's free to download, and you can also listen to other podcasts from WNYC studios like Radiolab, Two Dope Queens, Snap Judgment, Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin, and others. Luminary Premium is the only place where you can enjoy the entire new season of Note to Self, plus new original podcasts you won't find anywhere else, from Trevor Noah, Roxanne Gay, Guy Raz, Lena Dunham, and many more. And you can enjoy them ad-free. Start your free trial by going to luminary.link/note to self or download the Luminary app for free.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
I'm Charlie Herman, the business editor at WNYC, and with me now is Aereo CEO Chet Kanojia. So, Chet, how do you react to this ruling yesterday?
I mean, it's obviously very positive for Aereo, and we're delighted that the courts issued such a thoughtful opinion, and we're very grateful. But more importantly, I think what's important here is recognize that what this means for the consumers is, for the first time, there is a real alternative to the traditional cable model emerging, which will allow for greater competition, more choice, better products and services, newer technologies, simplicity. I mean, you know, everything that you've grown to accustomed to with technology is finally, now there's a real chance with Aereo to bring it to your television.
But the broadcasters argue that it's an infringement on their copyright and the products that they create, and will actually lead to less innovation that you see in broadcast networks.
Well, I'm going to defer to the Second Circuit's thoughtful opinion, which clearly states it's not an infringement. And again, you know, the broadcasters, these are the same claims that were brought out with cable TV, for that matter. In fact, in the 70s, there was all this hubbub about don't let the pay TV demon in your home. And there were actually ads run to that effect. And then after that, in the 80s with the VCR, every technological innovation creates more opportunity for people to apply themselves. The traditional reaction in this industry is sue first, ask questions later. And it's unfortunate, but that's the path that some of these companies choose to take. Our contention is we are solving a tremendous problem for this industry, which is an ever-dwindling participation of the consumers, younger consumers in particular. If people are paying attention to the statistics out there, the median age for cable subscription is now at 29, used to be 21. All of these new consumers are entering the market without taking the cable TV subscription. So we are here offering a complete alternative. And in fact, 17% of the country, by the way, today, does consume television using antennas. So I haven't seen that 70% dwindle or threaten the broadcast model, and I certainly don't think Aereo ever does that. In fact, Aereo brings more people into the broadcast model.
So how will this ruling affect your plans for the company?
Well, you know, the company was founded with a well-thought-through plan that we understood there were going to be challenges, but we had a great degree of confidence. So did our investors, and we're, again, thankful for our employees and investors that have had so much faith in the company. But what this does is opens up, validates the technology to a yet another level. The district court had done a fantastic job in outlining our case, and the opinion expressed that, and the appellate court's decision again does that, but again to a newer level. And I believe that this will allow the ecosystem to grow stronger, additional partnerships, content providers. Everybody is interested in reaching these consumers, especially as they're finding that the cord nevers and the cord shavers are becoming a significant portion of the population. And so there's a lot of excitement, and I think people will look towards this decision as a validation of the company's technology to enter the marketplace.
Where are you planning to expand beyond New York City?
So we've announced 22 additional cities in the first half of this year, so we're working very hard. The team is stretched thin, but doing a fantastic job in building out these 22 cities, which we will start announcing the actual dates for launches very soon. But that will happen throughout spring and summer. And then after that, our ambition is to bring Aereo to as many people as we possibly can in top cities. So we will take a pause after that, reassess, and then continue our expansion. But this, I look at 2013 and parts of 2014 as very significant build years for us, where we'll be spending a tremendous amount of time and energy and investment in infrastructure build-out in these cities.
You know, one of the reasons why this case is being watched so closely is just the degree to which some think it could shape how television is made in the future. some of the different programming that we're seeing. How do you think Aereo is changing television?
Well, I think that Aereo is the first credible and really today the only credible alternative, a system that can create an alternative. So think about what happened in the 70s and 80s. People had a clear picture through a cable connection, and suddenly new and additional programming like CNN and HBO and MTV emerged. As you think about what's happening on the cost of production, you think about what's going on YouTube and what Netflix is doing, for example, all of that programming is now entering the marketplace. What it lacks is live. It does not have the live component. You combine those two things, and suddenly you've got a completely new way of thinking about how television distribution should work. And rightly so. I mean, I think it's about time that the status quo was challenged and the consumer benefit was brought out because, frankly, majority of the population watches, you know, 7 or 8 channels and pays $100+ for the privilege of having potential access to something you never care about.
You know, Barry Diller is one of your backers. He's a pretty big weight behind you, has a lot of experience in broadcast. You're not just any startup.
Well, we don't think we're just another startup. We're very distinct. And the distinction runs throughout the fabric of the company. Obviously, you mentioned Barry and a lot of some of our other investors. Tremendous high quality, both expertise and financial backing. The engineering, the R&D, is just superb. I mean, the quality of the product, the technology we've built, the intellectual property that we're building along with that, all of those are this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for me personally, and I think the entire Aereo team, because it is such a unique technology, a unique idea, and it's the market timing, given the dissatisfaction the consumers have, is just fabulous.
So what's next for Aereo?
Well, expansion is a big focus for us, which continues to take up majority of our time. In addition, you saw us launch Bloomberg as a news channel. We expect that we will be doing additional deals. Our goal isn't to recreate the cable bundle, but intelligently put together in the following categories. I think I love sports, news, and movies. Sports, a good significant portion of them happen to be on broadcast. News, there's clearly great quality news, but we think we can add to that, in particular in certain segments like business and international news, and in particular news that is not constantly interrupted by commercials, which seems to be what happens on most cable news today. And then we think movies is a great category because people always love movies. So we think that as we solve those three pieces of the puzzle, along with access from a consumer's perspective, access to libraries like iTunes and Netflix and Amazon, it's a really compelling proposition for a good 80% of the country.
One final question. Without ads, if you're able to sort of edit those out, how will companies be able to afford to make the programming if they themselves don't even have those ads touching the eyeballs or being seen by the consumers who are watching television on Aereo, through Aereo?
Well, we don't edit ads out. We provide a DVR, much like a consumer DVR. My comment on ad-interrupted news is you think about, there's tremendous quality of news out there that is not that is purpose-built for a non-ad-supported environment. And so that's where we will continue to source and partner with people.
Chet, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Chet Kanoji is the CEO of Aereo.